Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today we're covering the June 24, 2026 meeting of the Transportation Advisory Board, where the board tackled the future of the Bozeman High School Residential Parking Permit District and heard updates on the city's Transportation Master Plan and the Regional Metropolitan Planning Organization.
The meeting opened with Transportation Director Nick Ross acknowledging the death of Addie McCurdy in a crash at Griffin and Rouse the previous week. Ross then delivered a staff update covering several items, including the selection of a consultant team, Sandbell, Kittleson Associates, and Logan Simpson, for the city's Transportation Master Plan update, a project expected to take about a year and a half.
Ross also noted the City Commission had approved doubling the annual allocation for the STR20 Multimodal Fund from $150,000 to $300,000 per year. That additional funding will support a school zone speed feedback radar program targeting 5 schools per year, a new sidewalk and mid-block crosswalk with a rectangular rapid flashing beacon on Highland Boulevard near the Tree Streets neighborhoods, and RRFBs at several locations, including Wilson and Dickerson, Bridger Drive at Bridger Center, 2 spots on South 3rd, and 3 more at Oak and Yellowstone, Baxter and Riata, and South 11th and Brookdale.
Ross also announced the College Street Improvements Project from 8th to 11th has been delayed to next year. Staff determined the project couldn't be bid and started until fall, when school would be in session. The opposite of what Ross said he wanted for that type of project near campus.
The board then moved to the main action item, whether to modify or dissolve the Bozeman High School Residential Parking Permit District, established in 2001. Parking manager Nick Fogan presented 3 options: pausing the district, reducing its geographic size, or making no changes. He noted that with Gallatin High School drawing students away and Bozeman High adding parking, observations from parking officers suggest the district's need has decreased. A 2021 parking consultant, Walker, recommended dissolving it.
Board members pressed Fogan on the data. Board member Hayden Glines asked why permit sales had increased from around 100 to 210 in recent years if the need was declining. Fogan attributed that to increased enforcement capacity, noting the department reached full staffing, 5 officers and 1 short-term officer, for the first time in 3 to 4 years.
A key financial issue emerged. Director Ross asked whether permit revenue covers enforcement costs. Fogan said it does not. Program manager Ben Bailey added that former parking manager Ed Meese identified a roughly $30,000 annual subsidy back in 2020 and recommended raising the permit fee to $57. That didn't happen. Fogan said current estimates suggest the permit would need to be around $300 per year to achieve cost recovery, compared to the current $36.75.
During public comment, several residents and business owners spoke. Kelly Wiseman, a former Parking Commission member and longtime neighborhood business manager, said the district south of Main Street is no longer needed and urged the board to declare victory and eliminate that portion. She noted the district forces workers at nearby businesses to park 3 blocks away in the dark.
Chris Wasio, a 30-year resident of West Villard and owner of Genesis Engineering, argued for keeping the district. He cited proximity data showing 350 on-street parking spaces within 800 feet of the school's main entrance on 11th and Villard, compared to 0 student parking stalls in the school's lots within that same distance. Abigail Brewer, a homeowner on North 11th, raised safety concerns about the school entrance, citing hit and runs and near misses, and noted the school district has not met with neighbors since 2022.
Emily Talago, speaking online, recommended keeping the district in place until a better management tool, such as the Parking Benefit Zone framework, is ready to replace it. She also flagged that substantial residential infill is approved for the corridor, much of it with no parking requirement under state law.
The board voted unanimously to recommend that the city pursue community engagement on consolidating the district to North 11th, North 10th, and the east-west cross streets near the school, while removing restrictions south of Main Street and along 15th. The motion also called for additional data collection on citation locations and permit distribution, before any final action goes to the City Commission.
MPO Manager Jeff Butts then presented on the region's first long-range transportation plan, covering Bozeman, Belgrade, and Gallatin County to Four Corners. The plan is in the alternatives analysis phase, with a fiscally constrained project list due by December 2026.
Director Ross followed with a scope update on the city's transportation master plan. He outlined a community engagement strategy that would combine public meetings for the TMP and the Federal Safety Action Plan to reduce engagement fatigue. Public meetings will be open to all residents, with no invitation-only stakeholder groups. Ross plans to bring the engagement plan to the City Commission on July 21st and the consultant contract for approval by month's end.
The board voted to approve the agenda changes and meeting minutes. No other formal actions were taken beyond the parking district recommendation. The community engagement plan for the transportation master plan heads to commission next month. This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.